The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan and Robin here with the Outdoors and Radio Show. Rough start this morning. I was already nervous about broadcasting from here in Atlantic City, but it seems like the broadcast part of this is going on okay. It's the
feedback that you're getting.
The feedback that I'm getting from the, I don't know if it's from the...
We're not getting it right now.
No, we're not. We're operating on an internet-based thing here, Wi-Fi. We've got the Wi-Fi antenna plugged in. We're operating on your hotspot from your phone.
I should have known that you would get, because you get very uptight about internet and technology and new stuff.
I do. But we're not, and then...
But we've done this many times
before.
I know,
and then Aaron is having issues on his end with the microphone, and I can't hear him a lot of the times. And then when Johnny Cash was singing at the end of the hour, we got cut out altogether. Nobody could hear anybody. So, yeah, that makes me nervous, you know. So if we got to remedy that by calling in on my cell phone and doing the show, we call in on the cell phone and do the show. We've done it before.
This is good. You just have to...
I know.
Be zen.
Yeah, right. Be zen. Okay, got it.
I'm going to look this up. I'm going to find out more of this, about this thing. Because evidently they stayed too long at the Capitol. Got arrested.
Stephen Colbert crew. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Robin. Let me count to how much I care about this. I'll count from 1 to 10 and let you know how much I care about Stephen Colbert. You ready? As expected.
I was trying to make conversation about issues in our government. And
I know. I have something.
Have fun. I'm going back to what I was doing.
You're crocheting something for somebody, which is nice.
No, I was trying to be a part of the show and be
You are.
Interesting, but that's okay.
Well, Colbert, I mean, who cares about Stephen Colbert? Our listeners don't care about Stephen Colbert. But I understand what you're saying, because the Capitol... the January 6th thing on the Capitol was in the news all week, where, you know, Trump is the criminal and all that stuff, and now you got unauthorized comedians in the Capitol, and it's not such a big deal. Is that the point you're making?
No, I'm going to make a point here. Don't get mad at me next time I don't listen or pay attention to something to you I don't care about. Okay, let's go.
I found some stuff I wanted to chat about, and you pick up something right on TV, which is, I guess, okay. That's fine. All good. So this is from 2 a.m. What?
Nothing. Oh, this is going to be a fun day after we get off the air.
Oh, I don't think so. I had something I wanted to start with, and it's okay. We talked about ghost guns. Do you remember what a ghost gun is? Robin.
Let me count to 1 to 10.
Okay, good. You got me. Touche. All right.
Yeah, I know what a ghost
gun is. As expected, this is from 2A Maryland. And if you're not on the email list of 2A Maryland, you should be. Because John Jocelyn does a superb job. All right. As expected, the language and requirements of the ghost gun bill in Maryland, and the new ATF regulations do not play well together. It seems that ATF will not recognize the serial format of the Maryland law as a serial number. Maryland will recognize the format of the ATF. The problem for those who are proactive and use the Maryland format may be limited in what they can do with the firearm going forward. The Maryland format, where the serial cannot be recognized as a serial number, the public safety article 5-142 prohibits obliterating, removing, changing, or alteration of the manufacturer's identification. This is not an issue. ATF, as they classify the Maryland serial number. Unfortunately, there's not sufficient room on most handgun frames to add another serial number once a Maryland number has been applied. Don't blame the Maryland State Police. They're caught in the middle between the anti-gun legislature and the ATF, neither of which the Maryland State Police can control. And there's an article here which is very interesting, so I would be glad to send this to anybody who likes to fiddle with firearms, who's interested in 2A, who's interested in building their own firearms. I would be more than glad to send this article to you. But I would urge you to go to 2A Maryland and get involved in, as far as getting their updates. It's kind of interesting stuff to see. Let's see. Let's talk to Stan. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Mark, you said that technology frustrates you every once in a while?
Most days.
Yes, sir. You're cutting in and out on me.
I know.
Okay.
That's what's frustrating about technology.
I know. I'm in that seat with you. I'm trying to figure this out myself. I forgot what the heck I was going to say. It's just been one of those bad days. Mr. Allen, I'm sorry. I really got my hands full right now.
All right, buddy. Well, call back later when you have some time. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And we're gone again. I can't hear Stan.
No, Stan was gone.
Okay. But I can't hear anything.
Aaron, would you please say hello to him?
Thank you, Aaron. When I say I can't hear anything, when you weigh in, that really helps me a lot. And I'm still getting feedback. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to get in the contest to win some fish and tackle next week, we'd love to send you a fish and tackle package. So all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Aaron. Aaron will be more than glad to write down your name and number. Go on the air with us if you want to, if you're not too scared. I'm pretty scared right now to say anything. But we can get you in the contest, and hopefully we will have a winner next week. So every name gets a number. Every number gets put in the random generator, and the random generator makes the selection, not me, not Robin. So it's totally up to chance, but you got to enter to win. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. All right. Well, I really am at a loss what to talk about, so let's hope that we fill the hour with callers.
I can't believe you just said that.
Well, you want to talk about Stephen Colbert and the Capitol?
No.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I just can't believe you just said that.
Robin, it's nothing personal. Honestly, it's not. It had nothing to do with the outdoors. But it does have to do with the Capitol. Now, if you tell me that Stephen Colbert and his team went fishing or went hunting, we could do that. But
I don't know what happened. It's just
they were in somebody's office, I don't know whose, and they overstayed their welcome. They were in the hall doing background filming, cutaways and things like that, and they weren't supposed to be there. And they were confronted by the Capitol Police is what I picked up from it.
Yeah, I know. I think it does have something to do with us, because it has to do with media and what they're allowed to do and not do and being in the wrong place at the wrong
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
Yeah, you put it off long enough, folks. Summer's here. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times. You know, crab feast and family reunions and get-togethers with, you know, family, grandsons, granddaughters, kids, graduation parties. Backyard Billy's in Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially 300 Adirondack chairs in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Hey, you know, Clyde's Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, has everything you need for crabbing. Everything. If you're going crabbing, stop by Clyde's first. You can find those low-profile Pasadena crab traps. You can find those topless crab traps if you want. They've got the nets. They've got the baskets with lids. They've got measures, tongs, gloves, crab mallets, salted eel, chicken necks, aluminum steamers, 20-quart to 50-quart for whatever size catch you have for steaming it up, and they have their own crab seasoning as well. And if you're a trot liner, they've got rigged trot lines. 100,000-foot snood trot line is $179. Check Clyde Sports Shop for all your crabbing gear. Even commercial crab pots, crab hotels to keep your crabs, you know, on your deck. Cloth and wire rings, cloth and wire nets. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Website, ClydesFishingGear.com. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
say it wouldn't end in standing over by the door. Fell in love with a Choctaw maid over in the Georgia store. Klein John, standing there don't ever let it show. She don't ever answer yes or no.
Oh, good old Kalaja. Hank Jr., long time since I heard that one. So what Aaron was telling me was a young lady called in, Robin, and said we were sounding just fine over the air. And Captain Dawn is on from Ocean City.
Awesome.
Good morning, Captain Dawn.
Kalaja! Oh!
Not anymore.
What did they get the hook?
Oh, man.
Get the hook.
Yeah, get the hook. That's right.
I like that.
Get the hook. Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be good.
Get the hook. I'm sitting down with
the
fishing boat.
Are you? Are you fishing?
No. We came down for some R&R. I'm over in West Ocean City, and I was talking to some guys, and they're telling me that a lot of the fishing's kind of been suppressed because of the price of fuel. And from
300.
Go ahead.
They burn 340 gallons of fuel to get out to the canyons to do some tuna and bill fishing. Okay. The average cost right. They started out talking together. How much should we charge these guys to fish? And they settled on $2,500, which is basically double what a charter trip used to cost. Okay, for a six pack. Now they're $3,500. And the price of fuel just keeps going up. They can't get ahead of it. They told me that even at $3,500, they made like $100 profit at the end of the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Out of all the boats over here, only one boat is actually getting ready to go out. And
really?
Again, that's what they've been talking about, the price of fuel. Now, my buddy Dawson, who's listening down, he's crabbing right now with Kenny and Dave and a bunch of them, Dave and Chris. They're having a bad day up north because of the wind and the tide, from what I'm getting. Of course.
From right now, today?
Yeah.
The wind's supposed to be bad.
They're listening right now. They just called me. They said, are you going to call in? I said, yeah, I'm going to call in. But Dawson went out to the canyon the other day, and he got a big old tuna fish. And from what I hear, they cooked them up last night.
I love fresh tuna.
Uh-huh.
Fresh tuna on the grill, man, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
And then if you have some left over, have you ever had grilled tuna salad?
No, I haven't had that. I don't think I've.
All right. Well, you got a couple pieces of tuna left over from the grill, flake it up and make a tuna salad out of it. That little grilled flavor, that is superb.
Ooh. Well, I'm getting hungry. I'm going to have to get eggs and tuna in the morning.
Eggs and tuna, that'd be great. Now, Robin makes great chicken salad. She puts all kinds of stuff in it. Just fantastic chicken. What do you put in your chicken salad?
Almonds and cran raisins or grapes. I like the grapes the best probably because they're juicy.
Yeah.
And usually curry powder or something like that.
What about do you put the courgettes in there?
Not in my chicken salad, my tuna salad.
Tuna salad. Okay, got it. So Robin cuts up little courgettes, she calls them. She likes to call them. What are they called?
Courgettes. Gherkins. Sweet gherkins.
Little sweet baby gherkins. Chops them up and puts them in the tuna salad.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
Have tuna salad without that.
She makes great salads. I will give her that. Her salad talent is unsurpassed. It's true. So we need to get some tuna. I'll grill it. We'll eat some off the grill, and then you can make some tuna salad with grilled tuna.
I think that would be great for tomorrow, and we're going to do it. So we'll look on the way home.
Huh.
Not if I don't have any better luck in the casino than I did last night.
No, but I saved my money, so I can buy a slab of tuna.
Yes, you can.
I came up last night, asked Don, and said, I'm not losing it. I'm taking it home with me.
Yeah. I wish Alan would have been that smart. anyway, have you caught a tuna, Don? Have you been offshore and caught tuna?
I have not.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I caught a bluefin. We never weighed it. I'm going to say between 50 and 60 pounds. The hot dog one, and it was a tuna bite that day. And we were using butterfish. We trolled for them for a while, trolled. Finally, the captain said, let's just sit here. The tuna are all around us, some marking tuna. Let's put some butter, half a butterfish overboard and see what happens. Well, I'm sitting there with the rod and the rod holder, and they had the drag sit down so tight because they did not change it from trolling. And the first two tuna just tore the hook out before we could even set the hooks. I said, let me have the rod. I'll lower the bait down and I'll set the hook if I get a bite. So I'm standing there fishing for tuna like I'm fishing for catfish with a piece of bait on the hook. And I will tell you something. That fish took off and I set it. And 45 minutes later, I was exhausted. I mean, the guy missed the tuna the first time with the gaff. So I had to bring it back in. He brought it back in. He gaffed it. He flopped the tuna on the deck. I said, that's nice. I really thank you for, hooking that fish for me. I set the rod and rod holder. They took care of the fish. I went and laid down, and I was done. I was totally exhausted from catching that tuna.
Don, when I was down in Hatteras with my family, when I was a teenager, I guess I was 17, 18, I got an 80-pound tuna. And we caught three tuna between 80 to 70 pounds that morning. But after that, my whole family got sick from seasickness, which they never did before. I didn't, and I got to reel in dolphin and mackerel all afternoon.
Oh, man.
It was absolutely wonderful. But that tuna was amazing.
Okay, you just cut out.
All right, man.
Wait a minute. I got you back again. You cut out, and then now I have you back.
Okay.
Speaking of dolphins.
Got
it. Have you heard any more reports about dolphin up in the Chesapeake Bay?
I have not. Oh, you mean bottlenose dolphin?
Yeah.
I have.
You've heard?
A little bit.
Okay. What'd you hear?
No, just that they're seeing more than usual.
More than usual.
That's what I heard.
Okay. Well, they've been a problem. They've been a problem for the charter fleet, in Maryland for a couple of years. They found the bay and they found the food source, and the food source is not only menhaden but the striped bass as well. And I think you reported that what you were hearing was that they're driving the fish north of the bridge, the striped bass north of the bridge, which is true. Coupled with the fact that those silver run fish, those what they call them, schoolies, also were running in the bay about a week or 10 days ago. So definitely a challenge for the charter boat captains. The commercial watermen don't like them any better than the charter boat captains. But what are you going to do? They're part of nature,
Yeah. So. Yep. Old nature.
Yes, and, old nature.
Yeah, Mother Nature.
Mother Nature, yeah.
The catfish are just crazy. I mean, I can go out in the evening and get 3-foot-long catfish. I know that sounds like a fishing story, but, of course, I use a bait rod. I told you about my bait rod.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I know this is crazy, but... And my buddy Kenny, and he's an offshore guy. He criticized me for using a tuna fish hook to get catfish. I said, well, they bite, they get hooked, and it's a heck of a fight. I mean, when they get on, and then it's a lot of fun.
Big bait, big fish.
Yeah, and every once in a while you get a striper.
Yeah. So, now let me ask you: are these blue cats, Don?
No, mostly what I'm catching are channel cats. Once in a while you get the blue cat, but most of them are the channel cat. And I didn't know they were invasive. I thought that they were, a Maryland-based or whatever you would say.
Channel cats are not invasive. From what I understand, they're not invasive. They're more of a native species. The blue cats and the flathead catfish are the ones that are invasive.
Yeah.
But not to contradict you, but I'd have to research that a little bit further.
Hey, we can make a bet. Let's make a bet.
Okay, what's the bet?
You have to take me fishing, and if I'm right, vice versa.
Okay. Sounds good. I mean, we put a big old report on catfish in last year's Maryland Loves Crabs,
yeah.
And I can't remember that the channels were invasive.
I think that's where I picked it up.
Could very well be. I could be hoisted by my own petard. You never know.
I'm looking.
There you go. There you go.
I'm looking it up.
He's looking.
All right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, right, again, cool. I think we just had a birthday on your end there too, didn't we? Didn't we, Miss Robin?
That's why.
Yours too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and they put the flag up on my birthday.
Yeah, I gave Robin the flag on her birthday too. Robin got the flag on her birthday.
There you go.
Well, happy birthday, my friend.
Happy birthday, Captain Doug.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, it's nice
all right, buddy.
Chatting with y'all this morning, and have a nice weekend.
You do the same. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Stan's right. On hold, I think, from his trailer or something.
Stan? We talked to Stan, and he couldn't talk.
I think that's what I read.
No one's on hold.
I'm sorry.
We tried talking to Stan. He had to go. Her buddy Vern. Hey, look, Vern, how are you doing? How do you go about getting a fishing license? Good question. Around the state that will assist you to get your fishing license. You can go to Clyde Sport Shop and just say, I want to get a fishing license. They will take you over to the computer. They'll get your driver's license. They'll get you logged in and print out a fishing license for you. That's one of the easier ways to do that at the local dealer. If you want to do it on your own, go to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources site. You can just put that in your search engine, MDDNR, and it'll take you right there. And the keyword you want to key in on the site is COMPASS, COMPASS, or license, and it will take you to the COMPASS website. And you can sign in on the COMPASS site with your either your DNR ID or your birthday, or you can create an account. I've done both. If you don't have a DNR ID, then you do have to create one. So it's pretty interesting. It's pretty easy to do. And then you just go in and select the license that you want. I select a senior license, so I'm happy with my results there. But you'll get a regular fishing license, a saltwater registry, a trout stamp, and that should be. And if you want to do any crabbing, a recreational crabbing license, I think it's $2. So pretty simple. Online, DNR website, COMPASS. And that'll take you right there, or walk into your local dealer that has.
A minute, okay? Because I don't know how y'all going to solve this. Native catfish, okay?
Yes.
Are the white catfish, the brown bullhead, the yellow bullhead, okay?
Uh huh.
I don't know what that is. Go back, okay? And then invasive catfish.
Yes.
Are flathead catfish.
Yep.
Blue catfish.
Yes.
Okay, channel catfish are introduced catfish. So how do you all solve your bet? Because they are introduced. They're not exactly native, but they're not considered invasive.
I say we flip the coin that lands on its edge.
You're all going to just go fishing anyway. So
well, yeah.
Daggone difference
since,
isn't that.
Since I don't have a boat, it looks like it's on Captain Boat.
Well, I think
anyway.
If you win, you'd have to pay for the gas.
Well, I don't mind paying for the gas even if he wins.
But, you know, no, if you lost, you'd have to pay for the gas. That's right. That's
no,
I said it wrong.
That's okay. I'm paying for the gas anyway. Introduced species, channel catfish.
They're introduced.
Do they say where they're introduced from, where their native land is? I mean, is it Iceland or is it, Guatemala? Where are they from?
Commonly in a tidal freshwater, but has also been extensively stocked in non-tidal waters.
Stocked, okay.
It doesn't say.
First one ever caught was in the North Branch of Potomac. Used to go there as a kid. people want to hear a story. I would get up. I was probably 14 years old, 14, 15, when I started fishing the North Branch. My dad was a superintendent of a nursing home. No, he was the administrator of that one. That was in Somerset County. And he had a fellow that ran the recreation department for the residents of the home. And, you know, they would go take the elevator down, and they'd sit in this big room, and they'd do all kinds of crafts and things like that. And they had all kinds of entertaining things that they did. And Earl was the guy that ran that. Well, Earl was a hunter and an angler. So on Friday, after school, we would go out to a creek by Earl's place, and we would catch minnows. Lots of minnows. I mean, dace, minnows, chubs, anything and everything. Put them in a 10-gallon milk jug, and they would be stored in the back of Earl's car overnight. Now, we started in March. We started fishing Lost River in Wardensville. We started fishing for trout, and then we graduated to the North Branch, and Earl's brother had a cabin there on the North Branch near, West Virginia. Anyway, we would get out after the water got warmed up a little bit. We'd get out of the car. We'd each have our own individual bait buckets, our own individual tins of night crawlers, and we would go wet wade the river for smallmouth bass and channel catfish and things like that, and we caught a lot of different fish. But more on that, because I know we've got to take a break here soon.
Real quick, they are... hold on.
They're what?
Real quick, they are native through southern Canada, through the Great Lakes, central United States, Mexico, all the Gulf states. But now it's in all 48 states because of being introduced.
Being introduced, so.
Why do you introduce that, but you call the other ones invasive? The other ones eat more?
No, the other ones are non-native or non-introduced.
Okay, but
I understand blue cats were stocked at one point.
But what I'm saying is, what's the difference why you have to, you're not allowed to release the other ones because they're invasive? I mean, what difference does it make?
Well, they think that the, like the snakeheads, most likely source from snakeheads was released. These are Southeast Asia.
I understand that.
These are Southeast Asia fish. They've been introduced, and they're invasive because they're not native to the U.S. at all.
But I understand that. What I'm asking is, if you're going to introduce a type of catfish, why are you saying the other two catfish can't live here?
Because they're good, and the other catfish are bad.
But I'm asking why.
Robin, I don't know.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to understand. Why would you do that?
I guess you'd have to go on the DNR website and see what the difference is between introduced and invasive.
Well, I know what the difference is. I'm just saying, I mean, when... Why are we mad at the ones that came because we didn't want them?
Well, we stocked German brown trout. We stocked carp. We stocked all kinds of fish thinking that we were doing good.
But it's not...
And they're non-native, but not all of them are invasive.
I understand. But what I'm saying is, it's illegal to catch... It's illegal not to... It's illegal to release the invasive.
Right.
Anyway, you're not answering my question.
Well, because I don't know the answer.
Right, I know you're trying.
I just said I didn't know, didn't I?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I did. I said, I don't know. I said it very emphatically.
Goodbye.
Did you forget
that?
Did you forget that part where I said that very emphatically? Very emphatically. All right. We're going to take our second commercial break.
I might be back.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead there, Aaron. Start it off.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, is where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. That's the locals. I mean our neighbors there in Easton and Talbot County. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing your air conditioner's issues and filling your air conditioning, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. Help me out here. What's the difference between introduced and invasive?
Well, I'm here to make peace in the valley, I hope. So, Alan, it's kind of a, it can be kind of a misnomer. The you know, channel catfish was introduced, and but I think the big difference would be between the some of the habits, like the breeding habits and the feeding habits. Alan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hold on a sec. Okay, Alan, I think it's bad. Subtle differences between the things like the breeding habits and the feeding habits. Blue catfish are just like vacuum cleaners. They'll eat anything. If they can swallow it, they'll eat it. Channel catfish they don't move around as much. Their breeding is a little different. It's things like that. It's sort of a subtle thing. Yes, channel catfish were introduced, but the effects it had on the native species like white catfish and the bullheads was a lot more minimal compared to what happened with the blue catfish and certainly the flatheads also.
Kind of like
That's what I thought.
Kind of like a mute swan and a tundra swan.
There you go. There you go. So
tundra swan. Go ahead.
The distribution too, blue catfish and the snakeheads. You know, they're very adaptable. Not that channel catfish aren't, but they just they see a space. The blue catfish, they see a space, and there they go. They're in it.
Yeah.
So
now let me ask you about the flatheads. Are they pretty much confined to the Conowingo complex up there?
They're more or less, yes. Now, that's not to say that they won't inhabit some of the other areas, but they tend to be a little more territorial than blue catfish are.
Mm-hmm.
And once they find a hole, you know, you see these guys noodling. They're after the flatheads in the Midwest.
Right.
Because they get in their little holes and areas, and they tend to stay there.
Got it.
But they will move. They will move given the opportunity. I don't think they're as. I don't think they move as much as the others, but they will occupy new territories.
Got it.
So
all right.
Now,
so basically,
don't forget, another introduced species that's quite important in Maryland is smallmouth bass. People do not realize that smallmouth bass are not native to Maryland.
My favorite fish.
Yep, there you go. So every once in a while you get a wiener in terms of an introduced species that turns out to be a home run. But for the most part, anytime you bring a new species in, you're sort of playing with fire.
No question about that. No question about that. A lot of it has to do with who's ever in charge of fisheries at the time. They might think that something's a great idea and lobby for it, and
sure.
It may be the worst thing ever. Maybe the worst thing that ever happened.
Look at carp. I mean, they thought carp would be a great boon to fisheries at the turn of the 19th century, and look how that turned out.
Yeah, exactly.
And
we have a new state record now.
I know it. And yet in Europe, carp is one of the most important game fish on the continent.
I know. I like catching them. They fight like crazy.
And they're not bad eating.
They're pretty good eating for sure. Yep.
The key to it is to smoke them. They're excellent.
Oh, really?
They're excellent in the smoker. You bet.
Okay. They're very bony as well.
They can be. But you smoke them, that meat will flake right off, and it's really, really good.
I love carp. Yep. Got it. Cool, man. Well, thank you for, I guess it's the impact on the environment and the other species that makes a difference
between introduced
and invasive.
And there are other factors involved too, Alan, but those are the two main reasons, I think.
Got it. Well, our old gray retired biologist would know that, so we thank you for weighing in on that one. Glad we were able to bait you out of hiding.
Y'all have a good weekend.
All right.
Maybe coffee this week.
You're on the line. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan and Robin. Good morning.
Hi.
I heard you all talking earlier about introducing, I guess, getting kids into fishing and whatnot. And I think internet plays a lot of a part of it with it in today's environment. But for me, it was, you know, my start to get it was, Loch Raven, my dad, and, you know, a can of worms and fishing and, you know, around Delaney Valley Cove. But I was fortunate enough to you know, have a father and grandfather were in the fishing, and then myself, I, you know, a lot of self-taught and whatnot, but I started my kids young, you know, fishing in the Susquehanna for perch, shad, and whatnot, and it took off from there. You know, I got a daughter now who's a licensed guide on the Chesapeake, and my son is Mr. Bass over here at Lock Raven. And
I got it.
Cool.
I got it.
You know, he is quite a bass fisherman. I went out with him a couple times, and with my old Rebel minnows and all my plugs, and he's throwing these big swim plugs and stuff, and it was basically a learning situation for Dad, but it
sure
introduce getting the kids into it is at first you got to put them somewhere where they're, you know, I would take them to a lot of ponds and catching bluegills and
stuff. Yep.
To introduce them, once you get them the definitive word hooked, it's gone from there. They
you know, exactly.
The high school wanted them on the football team. Well, he goes, what's September? It's you know, it's hunting season.
Yeah, got it.
It's the getting them introduced is tough. It's very tough.
Especially no question.
If you're not a parent or a guardian or whatnot to show them, the internet. Yes, I realize I'm clueless with the internet, but there is key elements to getting kids into it. And sometimes it's just a neighbor or something, and just, you know, it's more of a suggestion, you know, let's, you know,
yep,
maybe you want to go try some of those fish I gave to you for dinner, those snakeheads, which I give to my neighbors, and,
yeah,
you know, and now I've got a few, you know, friends that say, oh, those things are good, where do you catch them at?
Where do you catch them, yeah.
So it's a lot of trial and error, but it's once you get somebody, a child, even a grown up. I took a fellow that was 84 years old, who's you know, a diehard rockfish. I said, you know, Mr. Gene, let's go try for snakehead. He caught his first snakehead at Dundee.
Oh man, that's great!
It was huge, and now he's got an electric motor for his boat.
Oh, that's great.
He's creeping around, you know, doing a snakehead thing. So it's
cool.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So
got it. But, hey Lee, thank you for that. We've got we got to take our last break here, and we appreciate you calling. Take care.
Okay. You all
Lee, have a great day.
Okay.
Thanks for the memories.
You got it, buddy. So, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. It's just a hole in the wall. It sucked the heat out of the room. And if you're in that same situation, fix it like we did by visiting Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro brand EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation and have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and you should act now, yes, before the fall rush. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, and you'll be ready for the future cold weather. Be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back, and then you'll hear more from me about Clyde Sports Shop.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop. If you want to take the kids fishing, head to Clyde Sports Shop. They've got everything you need. Get some bobbers. Get some small hooks. You can get your night crawlers right there. You know, if you want to get a kids combo, they've got kids combo for fishing. And, you know, if you don't want to target a specific species, just get a general rod and reel combo. They've got them for, you know, three-year-olds and on up. But they have these great combos. I think Shakespeare makes them for specific species, for trout, for bass, for catfish, for panfish. And they come with a little tackle box, too. So you might want to check that out. But any rod and reel combo for a kid, you know, ask for their suggestions. And for the big guys, for the adults, of course, you can see those St. Croix fishing rods. Shakespeare. And you can get, again, all the live bait, live and frozen bait and minnows from Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, even fishing licenses, rod repairs, new line on your reels, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road at Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Website is Clyde'sFishingGear.com. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex!